Tiger Nation. I am Byron Hulsey, headmaster at Woodbury Forest School, and I would like to welcome you to the Woodbury podcast series. This podcast consists of informal yet substantive conversations with alumni, faculty, staff, and students. The conversations explore how Woodbury's core values empowered alumni to build a solid foundation for their lives, how those core values are taught today by Woodbury teachers, and how those values are put into practice by today's students. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you enjoy. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Woodbury Podcast today. Very fortunate to be joined by a special guest, Claire Hulsey, who is my daughter. I thought it would be fun as summer comes to a close here on the 1,200 acres of Woodbury Forest to chat a little bit with Claire before she goes off to her senior year at St. Andrew's School in Delaware. Claire, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Dad. I'm excited.
Why don't you tell the audience a little bit about you? So you take it away.
I was born in Huntsville, Alabama, where you were working as the head of Randolph. Lived there up until I was six, and then we moved here. I was always really excited.
First of all, what do you remember about Huntsville?
I remember our neighborhood pool a lot.
Yeah.
That was always fun. I remember learning how to ride a bike in our neighborhood road and how when you turn into our road, it was like a dead end, but it was a circle. And I remember when I was learning how to ride a bike, you'd stand either on one side of the circle and Mom or Ben would stand on the other side of the road so I wouldn't go on the main road.
Yeah.
And I remember you'd make me go back and forth as I started to learn. I had 1 year at Randolph as a kindergartner. So yeah. I had 1 year where you were the head of school
You have any memory of that?
No, but I do remember that your office wasn't far from kindergarten.
Right.
I don't think it was far. So I remember I'd be in my kindergarten class and then I'd run down to your office and most of the time you're probably busy. But
well, I know that whenever a day school head of school is having a bad day, they want to just go hang out with the kindergartners because the kindergartners think they're cool.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
Randolph was big though because we had three kindergarten classes.
Four,
really?
Yep.
Yeah. So I remember there were a lot of kids to be friends with. Remember our old black lab, Ryder, a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Great dog.
And then we got Hank.
Yeah, we got Hank in Huntsville before we came to Woodbury after Ryder died. When you heard that we were moving to Woodbury, were you happy? Were you bummed? Did you care? What was your reaction?
I don't remember caring that much because I didn't really fully understand until it happened, I think.
Yeah.
I remember being a little sad about leaving my friends at school. But we were kindergartners, so it wasn't going to be very hard to leave. Yeah, I think I was excited just because I remember you telling me about the land at Woodbury and the stuff to do.
I remember very clearly, because Ben was not happy about leaving.
Yeah, no, I remember that too.
He was very bummed. And I remember when we came to visit, we were here for two or three nights. And then we spent one night with Dennis and Lisa in the residence. And
I remember that very well.
I remember the first night we spent in the Round Hill, woke up the next morning, and it was a day where you and Ben were going to go tour Grimes. And Ben, we were all up before you were. You were a little sleepyhead back in those days. And Ben kind of got up. He was kind of bummed out because he didn't want to be here. And you sprang out of bed and you said, "It's going to be a great Grimes day." And Ben says, "Shut up, Claire." Yeah, I remember that very clear. And then I definitely remember the night that we spent with Dennis and Lisa.
Yeah.
In the residence. We went to chapel. Do you remember you fell asleep on Mrs. Campbell's shoulder?
Oh,
no, yeah, you in the front row. Gosh. You fell asleep on her shoulder, and we were walking to chapel or walking to the dining hall for dinner, and you said, "Where's John?" And Jennifer and I looked at each other. And we're like, "What?" And you said, "Where's John?" You meant, "Where's Dr. Campbell?" But you'd forgotten that his name was Dr. Campbell or Dennis. And so you said, "Where's John?" And he had gone on ahead of us. Anyway, it was very funny.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about Woodbury, really. I remember Grimes. And I remember I went to kindergarten. Mrs. Herndon was the teacher then.
Oh, that's cool.
And so, I remember sitting there. She, peered over. And she was, so close to my face. I remember it was so exciting. And it's just cool because I ended up getting really close with her and her whole family. The last thing I remember about Woodbury was at the residence, Mrs. Campbell gave me this like Apple Jack cereal. I'd never had it before. And I remember that was like a big deal to me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, she's a very kind lady. Let's pivot to the move to Woodbury and your time at Woodbury as the headmaster's daughter. What a pain in the ass that must have been.
Sometimes.
Now, tell us a little bit about growing up at Woodbury as a kid.
It was great. I really would not trade it for anything. Now that I'm 17 and going to my senior year, like looking back at all my friends that I had, it was really great. Right when we got here, I remember mom kind of like set me up on these play dates with any girl that was my age here.
Yeah.
So I quickly was thrown into like the community aspect. And it was weird coming as a 6-year-old because I didn't understand why everyone knew who I was and how like why I didn't know anyone.
Right.
I remember that feeling overwhelming. But I like hung out with Ben a lot, and that opening pool party that we went to that summer for me to make friends.
Yeah.
Was fun. I remember my first two friends at that pool party were Harper Hefner and Sophia Sittner.
Nice.
And Sophia and I have a funny story of just I never used to swim with goggles when I was little, and Sophia like relied on them, and I'd open my eyes underwater, and we had like a whole the first thing she ever said to me was like, why don't you ever wear goggles in the pool? And then we just started talking from there. So it was like, it was nice in comparison, I guess, Ben, because being 6, it's really easy to make friends.
Mm-hmm.
And like anybody that was my age, I kind of got close with pretty fast. Then I went to Grimes that fall. I had a class of 21 kids.
That's a big class.
My first grade. That was the biggest grade I had at Grimes. And as I grew up, it got smaller. My best friends at that point was Sophia Sittner, Mason Tolman, and I got really close at Grimes. And then Caroline Keating, who was 2 years older.
Right.
But we would always do everything together.
What's your take on Grimes after the fact? It was several years ago you graduated. What's your take on it? What were a couple of highlights?
I really loved Grimes. I really liked the feeling of knowing everyone, because that was not the case for me at Randolph, partially because I was really young.
Mm-hmm.
And also just because there were 4 classes of kindergarten. So knowing everyone at Grimes was a cool feeling, because I felt like I got a hold on Grimes before I really got a hold on Woodbury.
Yeah.
Because Woodbury seems so much more vast than Grimes, which it is. My classmates were always great. It was cool to have kids that I would like see every year and grow up with. One of my favorite parts about Grimes was the sports that I could play in middle school. Because once you get, or I guess upper school Grimes, but once you get to 5th grade, you can start playing on the teams.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never really been able to play sports besides I did soccer in Alabama.
Right.
And then I switched to dance right when I got here.
Yeah.
Because mom wanted me to dance and I loved it. So 5th grade was when I started really being on a team. So I played field hockey, soccer, basketball. I ran for the cross country team a couple of years.
Yeah.
And that was always cool just because it was cool to make a difference on a team that was small enough. Like
yeah.
That was a highlight of me at Grimes, was wherever I went, it felt like I could make a difference and my classmates could make a difference.
Yeah.
That was a cool feeling. And just, it was also interesting because you just, a lot of the Grimes faculty are also connected to Woodbury in some way.
Right.
So I didn't always feel like I had school and home. I kind of felt like Grimes is always just an extension.
A little bit of an extension, right. Did Grimes prepare you well for St. Andrews?
I think it did in some ways. And in some ways, I think I also had to like be a little bit more independent.
Right.
I think my teacher specifically prepared me in different ways once I got to upper school, because that's really what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
So like Miss Roach in math class mm-hmm. had us take notes on every single thing that she put on the whiteboard. And mm-hmm. I remember it being very tedious at the time, but it helped me when I got to high school and they didn't make you take notes all the time.
Right.
And it was kind of just up to me to mm-hmm. do it. Mrs. Handelsman, who was my Spanish teacher, mm-hmm. she taught me a lot of Spanish before I got to St. Andrews. So it helped me like take a test to get into a higher Spanish level to start, mm-hmm. which was cool. Mrs. Yager is one of my favorite teachers I've ever
had.
She
was awesome for you.
Yeah. She was my English teacher for 7th and 8th grade in my 7th grade homeroom. And the thing I took away most from her was we would have all of our writing was basically free write mm-hmm. with some sort of structure. She taught us how to write poems and critical thinking essays based on books and short stories, fiction and nonfiction, like poems about our lives, like a whole speech to give to the whole community right before you graduate.
Right.
I feel like I just learned so much about myself and writing through that. And I couldn't have picked a better like set of teachers to have in 7th and 8th grade as I was like going through all this huge moment in my life, and also getting ready to move on and be my own person, kind of.
Yeah. So. Ms. Jagger, I remember being very helpful to you with your mom's illness.
And yeah. She helped me write a lot.
Yeah, which is a great way of caring for yourself.
Yeah. And it wasn't even like journaling. I really don't like journaling. I've learned that about myself. I put too much pressure on myself to like get everything I want to say out that it doesn't end up great.
So I remember a big moment, you know, after your mom died, was going to Camp Wayfarer.
This is telling because I'm writing my college essay right now about it, kind of. So Camp Wayfarer was first big thing that I did after she died, because Ben was going to Spain that summer, before his senior year, so same age I am now. And that was 5 weeks, and he was going to go and be gone.
Yeah.
And I was just like, gosh. And I remember you brought up the idea of maybe going to summer camp. I kind of just said yes. I'm like, I got to. I got to do something.
Got to get out. Yeah. Got to get away from my dad.
So that first summer, I went for 12 days. Camp Wayfarer is in North Carolina, so it was like pretty far drive. And I remember that being really nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
And my first counselor was an Episcopal girl.
Ooh, I'm sure she was great.
She was awesome. And I remember it was cool because it made me feel not so far. Yeah. Even if it was like the enemy side, I didn't feel so far. That was the first time I had ever had to make friends that I didn't know my whole life.
Yeah.
And make friends based on my own interpretation.
Right, and not be known by anybody when you first got there, right?
Yeah. So that was a cool experience for me. And just knowing girls that are from all these different states and figuring out like activities that I like to do. And that was when I first really learned that like being away from home was not completely out of the realm of like things that are scary for me. Like I loved being away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like if I knew that home was waiting for me.
Yeah.
I loved going and doing my own thing and meeting those girls, and just I loved being away from the internet for a while, and just like it felt like I could escape that whole spring that I just had of like not only my own emotions, but it felt like a lot of people around me were like worried.
You've been very, very concerned and very heavy-hearted.
Which was great.
And understandable.
Totally. But I personally like didn't like that at all. Yeah. I was kind of like, I need to just like stop getting these pity faces. I need to go
be a girl again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that was like the first moment where I felt comfortable with the idea of really going to boarding school, because I'd always thought about it, but I'd never like known that I would be okay with it.
Sure.
But after camp, I knew that I would be fine. And yeah, I went back to Wayfarer again the next summer. I was a camper for 5 weeks later. And then this past summer, I worked for the first time.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. I was a counselor in training. So all the kids going in their senior year, we were all counselors in training together. And it was these people that I've grown up with going there.
Yeah, that's neat.
It was really fun. Yeah.
It's had a big impact on you.
Yeah.
I remember when Ben was a rising ninth grader, real mama's boy, so he did not want to go anywhere other than Woodbury. And I made him go look at St. Andrews, and I drove him up there. We spent the night looking at St. Andrews. We got in the car afterwards. I said, well, what did you think? He said, well, I don't want to go here, but I think Claire could be very happy here. And so when it came time for us to look, I know you applied to St. Mary's in Raleigh. You applied to Episcopal.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really kind of St. Andrews that grabbed you from the start. Tell folks a little bit about why St. Andrews and how it compares to and is different than Woodbury.
I feel like the biggest thing at first that I liked about St. Andrews was that I knew that Mom liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was in seventh grade, I remember we would just talk about it sometimes.
Yeah.
Just like, what other schools are even out there? Because I just knew Grimes, Stab, Woodbury, basically. Right. Those were the three schools that I knew. I remember talking to her about it, not in depth at all. Certainty of knowing that she knew that it existed and like knew that I would be like enjoy it there was a big thing for me.
Right.
So that's why it was like originally on my list. Mm-hmm. I was like, I know my family knows it, even if it feels far away.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I kept looking into it, I started liking things more. I really liked the 100% boarding. I think that makes multitudes of impact on students that go to schools, like not all negative and all positive, but it really does make a difference if you're all in it together.
Yeah.
So I love that. I really liked the co-ed aspect because I don't know, I didn't feel the need to go to an all-girls school.
Mm-hmm.
Has Episcopalian values, which I remember was cool. I remember as I started like looking at schools, I without even really doing it, kind of like unconsciously, I feel like I was looking at things that reminded me of Woodbury.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously not Woodbury, because it's not going to be all boys. It's not going to be middle of nowhere Virginia, kind of. But it's, I looked for things that reminded me of it, because I knew that, like, Woodbury and this process and this way of schooling, like, worked. So, yeah, that's kind of what drew me to St. Andrews. And I also really like the idea of being able to play all my sports and try new things. I wanted to try lacrosse. St. Andrews obviously had lacrosse.
Yeah.
Beautiful campus. And
Dead Poets Society film there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went and toured and I hadn't even seen it. I didn't really know what it was. And I sometimes we like freshman year, we would put it on in the con room, but it was just, it wasn't, obviously it has like an incredible plot and message to the movie, but we only cared about like seeing the building that we would walk under every day. Like, that's what we looked for. And then we'd switch to something else.
I remember when we toured, we walked out of the main Founders Hall and the door shut, and so no one could see you, and you like gave a big fist pump and you're like, yes. So I knew that it had connected with you on the tour.
I remember something very vivid from our tour that I think your podcast listeners would enjoy.
Oh boy.
When we would go on tours, you and me, to high schools, you obviously were like deeply invested in what the schools stood for, and you were just you had to like make sure that I was going to go to the right place, which made sense. You're a loving dad and had to know. And you also just know so much about boarding school that like you can't help yourself from knowing too much. So I remember you had so many questions when we were on the St. Andrews tour, more than me, because I was just like so in awe, I think, when I was taking it. But you had all your questions. And I remember the worst question that you asked, the one that embarrassed me the most.
Uh-huh.
We were walking out of the art center, and like when I do tours now at St. Andrews, I think about it every time I do it, like the exact place.
Uh-huh.
And you asked our tour guide, Emily, who was a senior, you were like, "So what's the deal with all the boys here? Like, what can Claire expect from the boys here?" And I was like, "Dad, no, stop." And I remember just wanting to completely shut off the tour and be like, "You don't need to ask these questions right now."
Do you remember what she said?
I remember her giving an answer that was maybe different than like what it's actually like in high school. I'm sure it was professional. I'm like, we're all friends. Good.
Yeah, everything's great.
Yeah.
No drama.
No drama.
There's never any drama. No, we're all just here to learn, sir. Any other big highlights you want to mention from St. Andrews?
It's just so cool to have friends from all different places in the United States.
Yeah.
Like, all my best friends, some are from like Nashville, New York, Cincinnati.
Right.
Some are from Delaware, Maryland, DC. Like, it's just really cool to have all these people with all these different experiences and still connect with them. And there's people that, like my roommate and one of my best friends, Sophie, she has a completely different life than me in some ways, and just like different childhood, where we grew up and how we grew up and that kind of thing.
Right.
Like, we're still so close and love every moment together. Have so much fun on sports teams, and it's one of the best friends I've ever had. So it's just cool. It's been really rewarding to go to a place and meet all these different people and still have genuine connections. And it's helped me learn that you don't have to come from the same place
right.
at all to like impact each other or understand each other or have a genuine friendship, which is cool. And one of my favorite parts about school is living on dorm, being with all the girls in my grade all the time, especially freshman and sophomore year. It really taught me just how to, like, I don't know, deal with everything coming my way. Because when I grew up, I had Ben. And then when I was six, I had 400 other older brothers. Like, it felt like I only ever had brothers.
Yeah.
Living with girls. And then when mom died, it was kind of like even more boy in my life and less girl. So it's kind of like such a...
Why is that?
Just, I spent more time with you.
Oh, right.
Like, I don't know. I didn't have that womanly figure in my life right there.
Yeah.
So it was just when I went to school and lived with all these girls, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
It was great. And I love living on freshman dorm. Like, some of my biggest mentors are the seniors I had in my freshman dorm. Mm-hmm. And it's cool because I'm living there with the freshman girls for my senior year, which I think I'm most excited about.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Claire, we should say for the record that when we toured Episcopal High School, they were very, very kind.
Yes.
And very, very supportive. And it was a great tour. You were excited about that great school.
Yeah.
And you enjoyed being there very much.
Yeah, I would not have been upset to go to Episcopal at all. I really liked it.
Yeah, great spot. You didn't have a chance to go to Woodbury. That was off the table. I didn't let you look. But you say that you really wouldn't have wanted to come, right?
No.
You knew enough to not really want to go to school at Woodbury.
Yeah.
In your own mind. Wouldn't be a great fit. But you're right. I didn't let you look. So you did not apply. You did, however, have a little bit of connection to Woodbury through the Galapagos trip after your sophomore year at St. Andrews. What was that like?
That was awesome. I feel like that was my first time, like, really hanging out with Woodbury boys in a way that it wasn't like, oh, you're just the head of school's daughter kind of thing. It was
right.
Kind of more like, you're just my peer on this trip that we're going on.
Yeah.
It was like 10 guys and 4 girls, and we had Mr. Mills and Perry Gresham, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And that trip was amazing for me. It was cool to, like, get to know Woodbury boys outside of the realm of the dynamic here of being a faculty kid.
Right.
Because I'd say, like, any girl faculty kid that's in high school right now would say it's not, like, an ideal situation all the time.
Yeah.
Deal with socially. So it was cool to go to the Galapagos. So my favorite part, we lived on a boat for like 10 days out of the trip. That was so cool. We lived in like these really tiny bunks. Mm-hmm. Like there was just enough space for 2 beds, not even a full twin, just like 2 beds and a little bathroom and like a place to walk. And it was cool. We'd have 3 meals a day on that boat. We'd wake up like 6 every day to see the wildlife on the different islands. And my favorite part about that trip was sometimes in the evenings, they'd give us free time and they'd put us in little dinghy boats to take us mainland and we'd go to some of the more populated islands. We went, I want to say it was either Santa Cruz or like San Cristobal or something like that. And we were walking around, going around shopping, had some dinner, and they would give us like 2 hours and they'd be back in the dinghy boats in 2 hours.
Yeah.
You were responsible for that and you had to stay with someone at all times. But you had some freedom, which was nice. I was with a group of like 7 of us and we ran into these local kids playing soccer on the street.
Yeah.
They're probably like 6. And it was so fun. We played soccer with them for almost the whole 2 hours that we were free. I like speak some Spanish, but not enough to like know the local 6-year-old lingo kind of thing. And they like spoke enough English that we kind of could talk to each other, but mostly we just played soccer. We would communicate through like screaming and excitement when they'd get a goal or something. So that was really cool. That was the best part about that trip, was just meeting all the locals.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah.
How were Woodbury boys similar to or different than St. Andrews boys?
Deep down, like, their whole, like, moral compass, I wouldn't say is very different at all.
Yeah.
Like, I think most of the guys in the Galapagos trip and, like, most of the guys at St. Andrews I've gotten really close with and are really great people, and, like, that's not really different to me.
Yeah.
But what I've noticed the difference is, like, when Woodbury boys are just hanging out with guys, they can just be guys. So it's just a different social standard than if you're with girls.
Yeah.
And that's not bad. It's just true.
Yeah.
So, like, St. Andrews guys, I'm sure it's different when the girls aren't, like, with them, like, when they're on dorm. But when we see them, it's, like, a little bit of a different vibe than when it seems like the Woodbury boys are alone. You know, just like, because the Woodbury boys can just see guys anywhere they want here. But deep down, I really don't think there's a big difference. I think they're all really good guys that care about the right things.
Senior year's coming up. What are you excited about?
I'm really excited with the freshman girls and just kind of like, for my last year, I'm sad that it's kind of coming to an end and I'm about to have all my last, but I'm excited that I get to spend it with everyone having their firsts, because I think that'll be a cool way to like have a gratitude check kind of.
Yeah.
Like when senior year gets stressful or hard, just to be with the freshmen, I think will be cool to be reminded of like how I felt when I was first there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited for sports.
Tell folks what you do.
In the fall, I run cross country. Winter is basketball season, and I play lacrosse in the spring. So I stay busy, and that's my favorite part about St. Andrews, I think, that I've been able to play those 3 sports and make a difference and have fun. So yeah, I'm really excited for all those seasons. I think it'll be good. They're all very different sports for me, because cross country is more individual. Basketball, I grew up playing, and lacrosse, I picked up at St. Andrews. I'm excited for all of them. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, that's great.
And my classes, too.
Of course.
School, too.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Any class in particular that you're interested in?
The one I know the most about that I'm taking is called Humanities, and it's basically a branch of our senior English course that we take.
Mm-hmm.
After, like, a poetry unit or something, every senior reads Beloved and writes a senior exhibition on it.
Mm-hmm.
But Humanities is that English class, but incorporates primary sources from the time as you're reading mm-hmm. Beloved. So it'll be a cool history and English mesh class, and it's with my advisor, Ms. Pressman. So I think it'll be great.
Well, she's awesome.
Yeah.
Claire, what's one thing about St. Andrews that would make Woodbury better? And what's one thing about Woodbury that would make St. Andrews better?
The thing for Woodbury at St. Andrews, I think it's a little hard with like the sizing and obviously like the cultures are different, yeah. But I've been obviously home all week about to leave and I'm looking at these early ball football guys and
yeah.
They're like hills that they're running and like just the grit at like 6 a.m. If I could like incorporate something in St. Andrews, I would just incorporate like a little more drive and enthusiasm about the sports. We're an enthusiastic school and our teams aren't bad, but and we're small, so it's kind of hard to like yeah. really have all the different kinds of people to make it completely successful. But I don't know, it's been cool, especially like on the girls' side. Sometimes I find myself like really wanting to get people more enthusiastic and just
yeah.
wanting to work hard and win. And so I think that's been.
Well, you're a competitive kid. You don't like to lose much, do you?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's something that I would love to see at St. Andrews.
What about the other side? What could Woodbury? What about St. Andrews would make Woodbury better? And don't say co-ed.
No. I mean, part of it maybe is because we're co-ed.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see Woodbury on the day-to-day like I see St. Andrews, but St. Andrews has a lot of silly aspects to it.
Yeah.
And I've seen it. We do open mic nights and we do like the square dance. Like we just have really interesting like activities and silly moments. Like yeah. I feel like I don't know Woodbury in depth like the students do, obviously, but I feel like it's really cool at St. Andrews. We have like open mic night and anyone's going to go up and do anything and know that it's going to be well accepted. And like
yeah.
people are going to laugh and be funny and they're just willing to do it.
Yeah.
And we have those silly things. So
yeah,
I mean, I don't know if Woodbury has like an open mic, but
yeah, you've generally been happy at St. Andrews.
Yeah. I've really loved it there.
Yeah.
It's been really great for me. I feel like most schools would have been good for me. I feel like I would have found my people and my passions
yeah.
kind of anywhere I was looking. But it's cool. I mean, I'm kind of feeling the same way about college right now. Is I can't imagine going to somewhere else. Like, I can't imagine having different friends.
Yeah.
I can't imagine having different coaches.
Yeah, that's a good sign. Like
different teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how I feel about college, is I'm like, well, there's probably these different places out there for me, but I would probably be saying the same thing if I went to Episcopal right now.
Yeah, that's right.
I just have different people.
I think one thing about St. Andrews that would make Woodbury better is that you all have a custom and a culture there where you don't talk about college. And I really respect that because I think it can be really challenging and difficult to be a senior, especially, and have everybody asking you about where you're going to college.
Yeah.
And you all don't do that.
It's not anything that's spoken out loud when mm-hmm. you get there. Like, it's not like freshmen, listen up. You're not going to talk about college. It's just kind of, you learn it as you go.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to have an awkward moment to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Much like Woodbury, we have seated lunches and seated meals like 5 times a week.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest moment where it would come into play, because you have 2 seniors, 2 juniors, 2 sophomores and 2 freshmen, and then faculty at each table, mm-hmm. a girl and a guy from each grade. That's just a cool moment of like the seniors don't feel the pressure of having to like talk to the underclassmen about where they're going to go.
Right.
And it's made, I mean, I'm really intrigued to see what it's like senior year to not have to deal with the question as I'm having my last year there. But from what I've observed, it just makes it easier to be in the moment and not worry about everything that's coming next year. Because if I spanned out and thought all about my college and what's going to happen, like, I'm sure I could stress myself out pretty fast.
Sure.
But I think it's cool. At St. Andrews, we just, if we don't talk about it, it's not like ignoring it. They definitely don't let us seniors ignore it.
No, you've been cared for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, a lot. A lot of focus goes into it. But it's when it's the things like when you're on the front lawn playing spike ball, or when you're just trying to have lunch with your classmates or underclassmen, or you're talking to a teacher about their weekend and you're just walking past them. It's, you don't feel the pressure of college looming every moment.
Yeah.
You only feel it like when you're working on your application with your college counselor.
Right.
It's kind of like you get a break.
So teachers abide by this too.
Yeah. It's mainly from teachers.
Yeah. I honestly appreciate that, because I know that, you know, well-meaning teachers will often ask kids, where are you going to college? You know, where are you applying? And if everybody's asking that question, it just adds to the,
yeah,
to the pressure. And there you can expect not to be asked, and therefore, like you say, to be more in the moment and more present.
Yeah.
and with the relationship.
The insecurity piece
yeah.
goes away.
And you know, you're never defined by where you go to college.
Yeah.
Just like you're never defined about where you go to boarding school or, yeah. you know, you're your own person. And
yeah.
In your case, you happen to be at St. Andrews and it's been a good fit for you. Claire, is there anything else you want to share with the audience?
Honestly, not really much. I've been really excited that you've been doing this podcast because sometimes I feel like your day is a little bit. I know this is fun for you.
That's fun.
I know talking to new people and hearing stories is fun for you. So I'm happy you do it because I know sometimes you get a lot of work on your plate. A lot happened right after I moved, after I went to St. Andrews of like in your life too with AB. Yeah,
right.
And it was really cool because my dad, obviously you work a lot and you have to, like, you just have a lot on your plate. And even if you're not in the office, like, you have your email on. Right. I remember growing up, there'd be a lot of just like, I'm doing email. I have my email. So mom passed in seventh grade and I went to St. Andrews kind of and that was the same year Ben was going to be moving in, being a freshman at W&L. I felt like I was kind of ditching you a little bit. not ditching you, just moving on.
Moving on.
Like, he's still here by himself with Hank. And I was like, oh no. And I remember it being like, obviously, like, the dynamic of having a new stepmom can be interesting.
Yeah.
But I remember being excited when you found AB and started getting close with her and then married her. It was, I think, big for Benny and me, too, just to know that we weren't leaving you alone.
Well, that's very sweet. Thank you. That's awesome. Well, that's a good place to end this edition of the Woodbury Podcast. Thanks, Claire, for joining us. And
thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Good luck your senior year. And go Tigers and go Saints, right?
Yeah, Saints.
All right, go Saints. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Woodbury Podcast. We hope you found our discussion insightful and engaging. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing, rating, or leaving a review on your favorite podcast platform. Stay tuned for more conversations in the future. And remember, the conversation doesn't have to end here. Connect with us on Woodbury Forest School social media, reach out with your questions or comments, and let's keep the dialogue going. Until next time, take care and go Tigers!